Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear our regular feature, Listening With. This time we'll meet Roberta Levy, a knitter from Maine. Then we'll have the continuing list of best audiobooks and narrators of 2020 in memoir and reviews in memoir, including a review of My Own Story by Jackie Robinson, read by David Sadzin. Let's get right to it. Listening with Roberta Levy, knitter from Portland, Maine. Knitter Roberta Levy says that listening to audiobooks is for her a healthy habit. I find that it reduces stress, because I'm focusing on the audiobook and it kind of blocks my mind from going to other places. Knitting calms me, so it just becomes a nice blend for relaxation. I feel fortunate that I have this because I know other people who don't have ways to block out all the noise that's going on. And she adds, since I'm retired, I can do this at any time I choose. Jennifer M. Dowell wrote that, listening with Roberta Levy, knitter from Portland, Maine. Now we will turn our attention to the best audiobooks and narrators for 2020 in the area of memoir. And our first in our alphabetical list is Intimations, written and read by Zadie Smith. Memorial Drive, by Natasha Trethewey, read by the author. More Myself, by Alicia Keys, read by Alicia Keys and a large cast of narrators. A Most Beautiful Thing, by R. Shea Cooper, read by Adam Lazar White. Saigon, by Phuc Tran, read by the author. And finally, Vesper Flights, written and read by Helen MacDonald. And for our best narrators, we have Alicia Keys, author, narrator of More Myself, and Phuc Tran, author, narrator of Saigon. And that concludes this week's look at the best of the best in memoirs for both the book itself and the narrators. Now we'll turn our attention to our reviews in memoir, and our first review today is an earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review in biography memoir is The Autobiography of Malcolm X. It's written by Malcolm X with Alex Haley, and it's an earphones winner read by Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne expertly modulates his tone and suits his cadence to the scenes and dialogue in this audiobook. His voice becomes a tuned instrument, emulating the street talk of the ghetto, the lilting patois of a West Indian hustler, and the genteel speech of African leaders. But the most outstanding part of his performance comes when Malcolm X evolves from convict to convert, and Fishburne seems to be right inside his head as he embraces Islamic thought. The Black rights champion and faithful believer could not have a more compelling narrator. Fishburne's extraordinary vocal talents elevate this classic critique of white privilege. He captures Malcolm X's anger and commitment as the firebrand charts his evolution from street hustler to the charismatic voice of Black Muslims. Alan Menskoff wrote that review of The Autobiography of Malcolm X. It's written by Malcolm X with Alex Haley, and it's read by Lawrence Fishburne, and it's an earphones winner. It's available exclusively from Audible Inc. for 17 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing with our reviews in memoir, our next review is Eat a Peach, a memoir by David Chang with Gabe Eula, read by David Chang. In his candid memoir, chef David Chang recounts his personal and professional successes and failures. He details the long journey from his days as a clueless new cook to his current position as founder of the popular Momofuku Restaurant Group and one of the most influential chefs in the world. His narration, much like his story, is a brash, fast-paced, and in-your-face. Though he writes openly about difficult subjects, including his mental health and struggles with anger management, his breezy confidence and somewhat monotonous tone may be off-putting to some listeners. Food lovers and fans of Momofuku will enjoy the mouth-watering descriptions of innovative dishes, and despite his flaws, Chang's infectious passion for cooking comes through loud and clear. Laura Sackton wrote that review of Eat a Peach, a memoir by David Chang and Gabe Eula. It's read by David Chang, and it's available from Random House Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have A Knock at Midnight by Brittany K. Barnett, read by Karen Chilton. Karen Chilton brings a real talent for dialogue to her narration, making this memoir especially engaging. Brittany Barnett rose from her East Texas roots to become a successful lawyer, working a corporate day job. She also worked to free from prison those suffering under draconian drug, conspiracy, and sentencing laws that hit Black populations especially hard. Barnett learned about prison in childhood. Her own mother was, for a time, an incarcerated drug addict. Chilton captures the strong relationships that developed between Barnett and her clients. Her effective use of pitch and speech patterns make those clients seem real and multifaceted. In sum, Chilton gives a strong performance of an absorbing story. Gretchen Schult wrote that review of A Knock at Midnight by Brittany K. Barnett, read by Karen Chilton. It's available from Random House Audio for 13.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next in biography memoir, we have Once I Was You, a memoir of love and hate in a torn America. It's written and read by Maria Hinojosa. Veteran journalist Maria Hinojosa, anchor and executive producer of NPR's Latino USA and founder of Futuro Media Group, narrates her story of growing up in a Mexican immigrant family and finding her way in life and in her career in the big city as a young adult. She also describes how her background has influenced her approach to covering immigration issues as a journalist. Narrating her own work allows Hinojosa to put the most fitting vocal emphases on her text. She reads at a leisurely pace in a lower tone, and one hears her professional bearing. Her pronunciation of the Spanish words and phrases throughout the text is, naturally, an asset to the narration. Sarah Grimm wrote that review of Once I Was You, a memoir of love and hate in a torn America. It's written and read by Maria Hinojosa, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 12.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in biography memoir is Chasing the Light, Writing, Directing, and Surviving Platoon, Midnight Express, Scarface, Salvador, and The Movie Game. It's written and read by Oliver Stone. The 73-year-old writer, director, and former actor narrates his memoir in a straightforward, warts-and-all manner. Stone's performance is a bit monotone, but is consistently masculine and immersive. The effort is articulate to a fault, embracing the highs and lows of his film projects, which include Platoon and Scarface. The former film student of Martin Scorsese reminds listeners of a time when, apart from a handful of cinema art houses, it required good luck and the happenstance of the leased film libraries of local television stations to see classic films. Stone's personal triumphs and defeats are delivered with honesty. William Gewirtz wrote that review of Chasing the Light, writing, directing, and surviving Platoon, Midnight Express, Scarface, Salvador, and The Movie Game. It's written and read by Oliver Stone, available from Houghton Mifflin Harcourt for 14.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants to let you in on the best of the best audiobooks and narrators of 2020. Okay, turning back now to our reviews in biography memoir, we have Having and Being Had. It's written by Eula Biss, and it's an Earphones winner read by Alex McKenna. Eula Biss is clearly conflicted about the whole enterprise of becoming a homeowner as she contemplates capitalism and privilege in the U.S. Narrator Alex McKenna has a deep, rich voice, and she knows exactly when to pause and which phrases to emphasize to capture the author's thoughtfulness, ironic observations, and deep probing for truth. This audiobook consists of many brief essays touching on diverse aspects of capitalism, but McKenna keeps us engaged and connected to the whole. Writing is of paramount importance to Biss. As a young woman, she had a variety of jobs, working until she had enough money to quit and write. Now in her 40s, she is a professor with a comfortable income, but finds that her university work interferes with her real work of writing. She concludes, "I need another word." Anna Broom wrote that review of Having and Being Had. It's written by Eula Biss. It's an Earphones winner read by Alex McKenna, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 7.25 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing now, our next review is Sitting Pretty, The View from My Ordinary, Resilient, Disabled Body. It's written and read by Rebecca Taussig. Rebecca Taussig's humor and passion shine as she delivers this illuminating collection of essays about disability. Taussig captures the ups and downs of ordinary life in a disabled body. She discusses dating, navigating her first year of teaching, and searching for an accessible apartment in particular. As she celebrates disabled lives, culture, and activism, she examines the ableist systems that create barriers for disabled folks. Lack of access, stigma, invisibility, and harmful media portrayals. Like her writing, her narration is friendly and warm. Playful asides bring levity to the serious subject matter, and her willingness to be vulnerable in her performance and in the stories she tells makes this a powerful listen. Part wake-up call, part call to action, this audiobook will resonate with anyone who lives in a body, disabled or non-disabled. Laura Sacton wrote that review of Sitting Pretty, The View from My Ordinary, Resilient, Disabled Body, written and read by Rebecca Taussig. It's available from Harper Audio for 7.5 hours, unabridged. Our next review is On Writing. It's by Stephen King, Joe Hill, and Owen King, read by the authors. 20 years after this audiobook came out, it remains as fresh as it was in 2000, a combination of memoir, observations on literature and authorship, craft tips for writers, and emotional concluding segment on the 1999 near-fatal accident that put King's career on hold. King presents his work in a conversational storytelling voice with excellent timing. This new edition sports two bonuses, both of interest to audiobook listeners. There's a New Yorker essay written and read by Stephen's son Owen, explaining how his father paid him to record audiobooks on cassette tapes back when most audiobooks were abridged. Also included is an hour-long conversation on writing between Stephen King and his son Joe Hill, which features father and son reading from each other's work. Richard Stimm wrote that review of On Writing. It's written by Stephen King, Joe Hill, and Owen King, and it's read by all three authors. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. And next today we have My Own Story by Jackie Robinson. It's read by David Sadzin with a foreword from Kyle Tate. Much has been written about the man who broke Major League Baseball's color barrier. This audiobook, a succinct work by Jackie Robinson himself, follows his life from childhood through the end of his playing days. The story includes his early athletic achievements and the signing that made him the first black major leaguer in the game's modern era. David Sadzin narrates with restrained emotion, which is fitting, since Robinson kept a pretty even-keeled image throughout his career, despite the insults hurled at him along the way. Sadzin's voice is clear, though a bit deeper than the ballplayers, and he doesn't imitate people. But that's okay. His narration brings Robinson's perspective home. Mark Bona wrote that review of My Own Story by Jackie Robinson, read by David Sadzin, with a foreword from Kyle Tate. It's available from Spoken Realms for 3.75 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that concludes our reviews and memoir. Now what I'm going to do is something different. I'm going to read to you from the selections from independent publishers and authors of recent releases of audiobooks. Remember, please, that these are suggestions, not reviews. The first review of independent publishers and authors' books is The Spiritual Danger of Donald Trump, 30 Evangelical Christians on Justice, Truth, and Moral Integrity, edited by Ronald J. Snyder, the reader to be announced. Timely and important, spiritual danger abounds in reasonableness and hard facts while offering the warm, gracious spirit of American evangelicalism at its best. 30 evangelical leaders offer carefully argued, richly illustrated, and thoroughly documented analyses while never stooping to invective, an important examination of what has happened to the political and religious life of this nation during Trump's presidency. And that was about The Spiritual Danger of Donald Trump, 30 Evangelical Christians on Justice, Truth, and Moral Integrity, edited by Ronald J. Sider, the reader to be announced, and it will be published by Post Hypnotic Press, Inc. Our next review is Bad Luck Charlie, the Dragon Mage book, book one. It's written by Scott Barron, and it's read by Gary Bennett. Sucked through a wormhole into a distant galaxy full of spell-casting aliens, space pirates, and even dragons, Charlie found himself trapped in a realm powered not by technology but by magic. For a spaceship engineer, it was enough to make his head spin, and that was only the beginning. And that's Bad Luck Charlie, The Dragon Mage, Book 1, by Scott Baron, read by Gary Bennett. It's published by Curiouser. Next, we have The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, by Robert Louis Stevenson, read by Tim Campbell. Dr. Henry Jekyll, on a quest to liberate our inner demons from the constraints of our conscience, unleashes ancient and primal forces buried deep within us all. Once released, can that nature ever be contained? Join Henry in his race against time as investigating detectives and others uncover evidence that slowly leads them back to the doctor himself. That's The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson, read by Tim Campbell. It's published by Spoken Realms, LLC. Next, we have a winner of the Jival Press Novel Award, The Last Day of Paradise by Kiki Dennis, read by Zoe Milonas. A Greek teenage girl discovers that her father isn't who she thought. This is a witty tale of passion, hypocrisy, and betrayal in a small town. And that's The Last Day of Paradise by Kiki Dennis, read by Zoe Milonas. And it's published by Gray Studio. Our next blurb from Independent Publishers and Authors is If These Lips Could Talk. It's written by Frank Pace with Billy O'Connor, and it's read by Alex Hyde-White. From the edge of Hollywood's spotlight into the locker rooms of America, These Lips gives you a producer's unfettered accents to big-name actors and athletes. Be warned, some of these people are not who they appear to be. Featured players include Sandra Bullock, Frank Sinatra, Candace Bergen, Reggie Jackson, Don Rickles, Donald Trump, with a foreword by Brooke Shields. That's If These Lips Could Talk by Frank Pace with Billy O'Connor, read by Alex Hyde-White. It's published by Punch Audio. Next, we have Mia's Magic Wand by Peter Volkovsky, read by Alex Hyde-White. From Australian author Peter Volkovsky, Mia's Magic Wand brings together a trio who want to fix all that needs fixing. Each loves to gamble, the mother with politicians, the father with weapons, and the monk with God. A tragedy forces the gamblers to push all their chips onto the table. And that blurb was of Mia's Magic Wand by Peter Volkovsky, read by Alex Hyde-White. It's published by Punch Audio. Next, we have A Christmas Carol. What If Scrooge Were a Woman? Best-selling novelist and award-winning narrator Alison Larkin changes the gender of Scrooge in this timely and fresh adaptation of A Christmas Carol. Everything else is pure Dickens. The result? A fascinating and heartwarming experiment which is truly gender irrelevant. That's A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, freely adapted by Alison Larkin, read by Alison Larkin, and published by Alison Larkin Presents. Next in our Independent Publishers and Authors blurbs, we have Before You Say I Do. Abby Porter has a high-flying job and the perfect fiancé in Marcus, but her world turns on its head when he hires a professional bridesmaid to help the run-up to the wedding. When Abby meets Jordan, she can hardly breathe. Marcus is oblivious. Now the only question is, what happens if you fall for your bridesmaid? And that's Before You Say I Do by Claire Linden, read by Justine Eyre, published by Podium Audio. Our next blurb is Cavendish and Walker, Volume 1 by Sally Rigby, read by Claire Corbett. Two headstrong women join forces to stop a killer. But sparks fly when real-world policing meets academic theory, and it's not a pretty sight. Cavendish and Walker, Volume 1, presents three gripping crime thrillers featuring Detective Chief Inspector Whitney Walker and forensic psychologist Dr. Georgiana Cavendish tackling serial killer mysteries with psychological intrigue, narrated by Claire Corbett. That's Cavendish and Walker, Volume 1 by Sally Rigby, read by Claire Corbett. It's published by Podium Audio. Next, we have One Last Child, Tallman's Valley Detectives, Book 1 by Ani Taylor, read by Caroline Lee. It was summer in the mountains when five children vanished from their nursery school picnic. 3 years later, in the dead of winter, the children are returned to their families, all except one, the granddaughter of homicide detective Kate Wakeland. Kate isn't sure what to believe, but one thing is certain, she will discover what happened to Ivy. That's One Last Child, Tallman's Valley Detectives, Book 1 by Ani Taylor, read by Caroline Lee. It's published by Podium Audio. And finally today we have The Six by Ani Taylor, read by Barry Krynick. In the grip of a gambling addiction, Evie travels to an island monastery to begin a 6-day program that promises healing. But who is watching and waiting behind the walls? Too late, Evie discovers the chilling truth about the monastery and the island, and the closer she gets to finding an escape, the closer the danger gets to her. And that's a blurb of The Six by Ani Taylor, read by Barry Krynick, published by Podium Audio. And that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our best of in mystery and suspense. Then we have a behind the mic with actor-narrator Robert Bathurst. We'll follow that with reviews, part one in our mystery and suspense area. So until next time, thanks for listening.